South Sudan's youth say they want the partners in the unity government to implement Chapter 4 effectively, and they want a say in how the youth fund is established. Christine Kide is national coordinator of the South Sudan Youth Organizations Coalition.
We all know that the youth are not so much engaged in the government formation. We have a limited number of young people that have been appointed to various positions. And at this point, we came down and discussed that our only incentive in the Revitalized Peace Agreement is the Youth Enterprise Development Fund. And we realized that it is high time we start demanding for the formation of this enterprise fund before it is forgotten.
2 years after the peace agreement was signed, partners in the unity government are still struggling to implement parts of chapters 1 and 2, which deal with the power sharing and security arrangements. Late last month, the United Nations envoy to South Sudan and UNMISS boss David Sierra described implementation of the agreement as stuck, saying almost no progress had been made in unifying the country's warring forces under one army as promised under the peace deal. He said troops brought together at joint training sites across the country were deserting because of a lack of food and other basic necessities. Youth leaders say it is from this backdrop that they fear politicians will forget about Chapter 4, which has to do with empowering young people. Again, Christine Kide.
There has been no light shined into that direction. So we are coming up to inform our leaders that we know that they agreed to support us through the Youth Enterprise Fund, and we are asking them that the time is now. They should start engaging and establishing this platform for us to start organizing ourselves as young people towards the process of nation building. We want to be at the center of the process.
The campaign to establish the Youth Enterprise Fund is being directed by a coalition of more than 25 youth rights organizations across the country. The coalition was founded in 2018 during the IGAD-mediated South Sudan peace talks, which led to the signing of the September 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. Peter Malir Biar is the chairperson of the South Sudan Coalition of Youth Rights Organizations.
The Youth Enterprise Development Fund must develop diverse products, services for youth, and promote skills development, capital provision, market linkages, employment connections, trade fairs, business expansions, and national youth services.
Malir says the youth fund will help empower vulnerable youth who are most often being used to propagate rebellion in parts of the country. The coalition is calling for quick reconstitution of the parliament as stipulated in the peace deal. Once that happens, Malir says the coalition expects the youth fund to be established with an act of parliament.
The youth enterprise funds model has increasingly become popular strategic intervention to address the underlying socio-economic inequalities, lack of jobs, and exclusion of young people from economic governance processes.
70% of South Sudan's current population is youth, according to the United Nations. South Sudan's unemployment rate was reported to be 12.2% earlier this year, according to the World Bank. Chapter 4 of the peace agreement obliges the unity government to establish a youth enterprise development fund with a goal to bring more youth into economic growth and development. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.